welcome back to the Esports Trade Association broadcast booth here at the Lee Steinberg Super Bowl party. We are here with Chris Bilski, who is the director of esports for Michigan State. You just had a great competition against your rival, University of Michigan, playing Rocket League. Tell us what it's like being at this massive Super Bowl party. Did you ever think that esports would be included in something like this?
Yeah, you know, I've been in esports for like 8 or 9 years now, and you know, you had the confidence or the belief that, yeah, you know, we would get to the point that we are today, and seeing the students up on the stage, Super Bowl weekend, Las Vegas, for a lot of them, I think for all of them, the first time they've ever been to Las Vegas, yeah, it's a really cool opportunity for our students. You know, it legitimizes what they're doing. It's a special treatment for them. And it's cool because, you know, we're doing this here today, but esports and collegiate is still so young. So, you know,
this is really just the beginning.
Our Valorant team just got back from Hawaii, wow, 2 weekends ago, and now we're here in Las Vegas for esports, and to see the growth and the maturity of esports and the direction that it's going, very exciting.
Yeah, you know, Scholastic Esports, both high school and college, is quite new in the space. Share a little bit about how you feel like students who may have not had an opportunity in traditional sports, and all of a sudden they have an opportunity with their greatest passion, which is competitive gaming.
Yeah, esports, specifically at the collegiate level, is really an opportunity for connection, right? You know, you see the studies that come out that say, you know, half the students that are involved in esports don't do any other extracurriculars. And so to me, what that means is that if they're not doing those things, not only are they not connecting with Michigan State University, right? Like, right, they're not doing that thing that makes them proud to be a Spartan or, you know, outside of classes, but then they're also not connecting with each other. And right, that really is kind of the most important thing, right? You know, I think about my college experience, and some of the most memorable parts were the relationships I built, the friendships I formed, right? The communities that I was a part of.
Yeah.
And so collegiate esports is an excellent way for us to build community and connection around students who a lot of the times don't have those opportunities in the way the colleges are currently set up.
What do you think would take what you do to the next level in your organization?
I think it's just further growth of the space, right? You know, when you look at collegiate esports now, there are some programs that have put a lot of investment and support behind collegiate esports, but there are other schools and universities that have not. I mean, we're a part of the Big Ten and Athletic Conference, right? And there's very much a difference in how much schools are investing amongst the Big Ten schools, right? You see some that are putting significant support, and you see some that are putting almost no support into it. And so for us, continuing to help grow that support across the whole spectrum, right? Like getting schools involved. We want to play against Big Ten schools. We want to play against our traditional rivals. You know, we got to play against Michigan here on the stage, right? Nothing fires us up like getting the opportunity to play against Michigan. So one of those opportunities to highlight and connect those traditional rivalries, the history that we already have with esports and specifically collegiate esports, I think is a huge next step and opportunity.
That's awesome. Now, how long have you been involved with esports with Michigan State?
Yeah, so I was hired as the first ever director at Michigan State, and that was about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
So the first year that I was there, I called it year zero, really a foundation, right? Solidify the vision that we wanted for the program and then start to turn the wheels to get things in motion so that this year we could kind of hit the ground running. This is the first ever year for our varsity program.
Yeah.
We compete in three different titles: Rocket League, Valorant, and Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. All three of those games, they're very similar to what you might see from any traditional athletic team, right?
Right.
We practice, we do scrimmages, we travel, we do film review. There's a fitness and nutrition aspect to what we're doing, right? Like, I tell people all the time, our collegiate esports programs are 95% like any other athletic program. We just play in a different field. And we offer scholarships. You know, every student in our varsity program receives some type of scholarship as well.
Yeah.
And so those are some of the things that we, you know, I got to Michigan State, could start to get in motion, get running. We just opened our first facility a couple weeks ago. We opened the Alienware MSU Esports Lounge.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. It was cool because, you know, not only did we have the president of the university there, but the lieutenant governor of the state of Michigan was there as well.
Wow.
To kind of show that, you know, esports is really setting roots.
Validation.
Yeah, people
who are paying attention to what is going on.
We have another facility that will be opening up here shortly as well. But, yeah, we have a lot of things that are going on at Michigan State. It is a place where I've had phenomenal support from the administration. And I think that the vision, so we're under an academic college at Michigan State, the College of Communication Arts and Sciences. And that connection or that kind of structure very much emphasizes the fact that when we look at esports at Michigan State, we have a holistic vision, right? It's a lot of times, you know, you see that the competition side of esports, right? It's like, that's very forward based. It's kind of like a six-year esports, right? But for us, it goes beyond competition. Like, we want to utilize our program to not only form community for our students, but to also help give them career connections, to build career skills, right? How are we using our esports program to help you build your resumes, develop your portfolios, and give you opportunity to practice what you're learning in the classroom to the point where when you leave Michigan State, you're a step above the competition for what comes next. You know, using our 4 years to set you up for the next 40 years plus.
I love that. You know, you guys have gotten some great traction rather recently, it seems, with the hire of yourself, of course. There's other people who are going to be watching this interview and listening and saying, hey, I'm at a college, but we haven't gotten started yet. Can you give our audience some tips on how they can get a collegiate esports program running?
Yeah, so backing up the history of Michigan State, right, you know, a lot of the work that was done to bring somebody like myself to the university was done by students. And so students have really set the foundation for what we have been able to build at Michigan State. And so if you're at a place where maybe you don't have somebody like myself, dedicated staff, that amount of university support yet, keep putting in the work, right? You know, I know it's a battle and it's going to be, there's going to be ups and downs with as things going, but don't give up. Keep putting in the work. And as much as you can, I always say find your champion. You know, you'll hear the question of where should esports be on campus? You know, should it be under athletics? Should it be under student life, campus rec, wherever, you know? For me, it's really about those are the
not always the same department.
It's not always the same department. Sometimes it will be athletics. Sometimes it might be somebody in an IT department. You know, find your champion, connect with your champion, and work with your champion to help elevate the work that you as students are already doing.
Very cool. Where did your passion for esports begin?
So I'm gonna gamer my entire life, right? Like, you know, I'm from Game Boy Color with all my you know, Call of Duty to League of Legends. You know, that's like I've played games kind of in every stage of my life. And aside from that, I also was a traditional sports athlete. So I played hockey. I still play hockey. And then the last kind of piece that connected me to collegiate esports is I was president of the student body when I was in college. And so I got the opportunity as president to work with a lot of student clubs and to kind of get a peek behind the curtain of how colleges and universities work, right? Like, you know, there's the forward-facing university, but there's also, you know, how it happens to make a university work and run. And so collegiate esports was at this intersection of my love of gaming, my experience and passion for competition in traditional sports, and my experience and enjoyment of working in a collegiate environment. And so perfect fit, all those things kind of intersecting into the world that we're in today.
That's awesome. You know, another aspect of esports initiatives is the gaming club on campus, right? I always say not every student on campus is necessarily an esports enthusiast.
Absolutely.
But everybody's a gamer. Can you talk a little bit about some of the nuances, differences, and maybe some of the benefits of both the gaming club as well as the competitive esports teams?
Yeah, I feel like gaming and esports clubs are critical for an ecosystem around gaming and esports in colleges, right? Yeah. We have a club on campus that has roughly 1,500 students that are involved in it. It's one of the largest student organizations at MSU. And what I say is that, you know, the gaming club and having these opportunities ensures that there's a place for everybody.
Yeah.
Right? You know, you don't have to be a hardcore, you know, I want to practice, play, compete type gamer to still be able to interact and enjoy gaming with your fellow students.
Right.
And so for us at Michigan State, you know, when it comes to our student clubs, it was important for us for them to remain student-led, student-run, you know, but we're here to advise you and mentor you and provide any support that you might need, right? We're building spaces that you can utilize and enjoy and, you know, helping you with events that you may want to hold on campus, right? We don't want to manage you because I think it's really important to provide those student opportunities, student leadership opportunities where they can, you know, set their own path and make their own decisions and sometimes make their own mistakes, right? But that's a part of growth, which is what college is really about. And so, yes, gaming, esports, you know, the club aspect of it, the student-run aspect of it, critical to any environment and really, like I said, creates a place where, you know, regardless of what your interest in gaming may be or you know, how deep or whether you're a casual gamer or, you know, a varsity athlete, right?
Yeah.
They provide a place for everybody.
Amazing. What are you most excited for at this party? What connections do you hope to make?
Yeah, so, I mean, most excited for was probably, you know, the opportunity to do the show matches, you know, one against Michigan, and the second to have the opportunity to play with a Special Olympics athlete on our team. You know, those were, you know, phenomenal opportunities. But kind of the I don't want to say unsuspecting, but one of the coolest experiences we've had so far is I can't believe how many MSU alumni there are at this event. I think our team has been stopped 4 or 5 times already by somebody who's like, I went to Michigan State and graduated this year, and what are you doing here? Because they see our jerseys and things like that. And so those connections, those unexpected, you know, events and meeting alumni and talking to them about what we're doing, that's been one of the coolest parts of the experience so far.
That is super cool. Last question for you. Your students are experiencing so many amazing benefits on campus, both being able to compete, being able to participate in events like this one. What are the benefits that you see for your student athletes beyond Michigan State after graduation?
I think that it's a lot of the times the same benefits as you find in traditional sports, right? There's a variety of things and benefits that come with being a traditional sports athlete, right? It's not just, you know, I can talk about the soft skills development, right?
Yeah.
Learning to be a good teammate, right? Learning how to communicate with others, learning how to take feedback. These are really important things that after Michigan State, you know, you're going to want to have worked on and developed for the next part of your life. But also those relationships that you're building here, both with each other, with potential alumni, like I just talked about, that you can make here. Those are things that also can help carry you in what comes next, right?
Yeah.
Networking, connections. There's a lot of benefits to being a part of esports. And so I think that, you know, finally being able to offer these opportunities to our students the first ever year of our varsity program has been a big win. And if you talk with our students, they're all extremely excited about what's going on.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being here, along with so many of your other alumni. You guys put on a great show along with University of Michigan. Go enjoy the party and make some more connections.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it.
My pleasure.